Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Casey tried to watch a movie that's really getting touted by the critics and awards. What movie was it?
It's The Favorite.
The Favorite. Okay.
Which I enjoyed.
Which you were hesitant to even watch because there were two big period pieces out. There was Mary Queen of Scots and then this one. And you're like, I'll watch Mary Queen of Scots.
Yeah.
But this is the one that's getting all the praise.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
you decided to watch it.
I decided to watch. You know, this time, this period, I'm not into it. But it's getting.
I think of this period.
It's getting all sorts of praise. Three of the three women that are in this, yeah. Olivia, whatever her name is, Rachel Weisz, and Emma Stone, are all up for like best actress and supporting actress and stuff like that. I found out it was kind of a comedy, too. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I'll give it a try. But, you know, my mother lives with me now, and she loves this stuff. So I'm like, you know what?
Thought it was a safe bet.
I thought it was a safe bet.
It's a victory. Yes, absolutely. It's one of these, one of these pieces where you just it's full of big puffy clothing and the King's English and all that stuff.
So we were going to watch it Saturday, but we decided to watch it yesterday instead. It was in the middle of the afternoon. Put it on, and I found out in fairly short order that it was a terrible mistake. Terrible mistake to watch this with my mommy.
Why?
Because there is a ton of sex in it. And, like, naked people.
Oh, really?
And all of that stuff.
So let me ask you.
And, like, Kathy, like, I'm talking.
Okay, you watched it?
Well, I didn't. Steve, remember, I started the beginning of it, and I never. I still have to watch it.
Finish it off. It's not great, but it's good.
No, I want to. But I liked the beginning of it, but I didn't get to any of the sex scenes.
Well, before there's any sex in it, there's a part where the women are being, like, basically like they're in prison almost, mm-hmm. like being bathed against their will.
Yeah.
You know, so like, you know, even nudity while watching a movie with nudity with my mother is awkward, right? I mean, in years past with like a VCR or whatever, she had the remote. If a boob came on the TV,
she would freeze frame.
Change the channel or fast forward or whatever.
Look at that
so
can.
Now you're watching, okay.
So now we're watching this on the Xbox, by the way. So the remote is like. It's a joystick, and it's, you know, in the middle of the table. So it's not even, like, right there where any of us can even go for it. She would be the one that would go for it. She doesn't know how to work the Xbox controller.
Is it just you and her watching?
It is just her and I
in
the back room.
And are you just too embarrassed to even move?
I couldn't even move. Couldn't even move.
Was now, this because your pants were around your knees?
No, Steve. Stop it.
So Who's more freaked out?
Probably her, but me being freaked out, I'm freaked out.
And you can't move.
I'm freaked out on her behalf.
Yeah, you're like.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen all of this stuff before, but I know how uncomfortable it makes her.
Right.
Now, I tweeted out, I said, there are too many sex scenes, scenes of people making love. And by too many, one is too many. All right. There are more than one in this, and I tweet this thingy out. And by the way, Kathy, it's not like take my breath away. It is.
It's banging.
Okay. Yeah.
So there are two scenes in a row where like dudes taking her from behind.
What the hell was that?
And then
that was
whatever.
That was the wrong button. Is what that was.
And then like right after that. I think those same two people are doing it again.
Hey, were you tweeting during the movie?
Tweeting during the movie.
Okay, good.
Anything to take my attention away from what was going on the screen.
That's what I figured.
What was that? I missed it.
So do the timestamp on that, Nick. That first tweet was at 4:20.
4:28. Okay. And then you followed it up.
Was what time?
3 minutes later.
3 minutes later. After. After the people doing
and
it.
And Casey wrote, oh, no. Handy scene to the full completion. This is effing torture.
That was the worst. I mean, that was worse than because it was so before she even touches it. It was their wedding night, and he says something to the something like, you know, it is our wedding scene. I am rock hard.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh my god.
Quick question.
Yes.
Since you both are obviously having a horrific time with this. At what point do you just say, I'm going to stand up, grab the remote, and say, maybe this is not the movie for us?
Yeah.
Totally forgot about the lesbian scene, too.
So you're already multiple sex scenes into it.
I think that you and your mom need to have a conversation.
Oh, jeez.
No.
You know what's going through your mom's head? I love this movie.
Oh.
I hope. I know he's uncomfortable, but this is awesome.
Okay. So
because it is, it's not what? Like it's not like it's a porn. It's a well done movie.
Is it? I couldn't even appreciate it for what it was.
To put this in perspective, you guys all have seen Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So there's one of the most antiseptic, innocent romance consummation scenes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's basically clothes on clothes.
Clothes on clothes. At one point, you just see her in her bra.
Right. And that was massively uncomfortable.
My mom got up and went to the bathroom.
Right.
I got a pinch of loaf here.
I got to lay some cable. I'm very much a lady. I have to go lay some cable.
But there, I believe what was going on there, it's psychologically, we were at a standoff. Like, it was like, okay, if we just don't say anything, it's almost like it's not happening. Do you know what I mean?
I think that's 9,000 times more uncomfortable. So, if you just sit there in silence as a pelvis to pelvis smacking scene is going on.
I think you and your mom need a safe word.
We do.
You're sitting there and watching a movie, all of a sudden, rutabaga.
My mom would make little comments. Like she would be like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, I didn't know this was going to happen.
Well, would
you have gotten up and shut it off?
I don't think so. We probably would have. At this age, we would have just laughed.
We are grown-ups. We are adults. You know, the reason I'm here on this earth is because of something her and my father did. Out of love.
Yeah.
Out of love.
They maybe they did it from behind.
Stop
as well.
It. Preston.
You know?
As
Stop
well.
It. Stop it.
Hey, I saw my mother.
That's
I know.
Right.
I saw my mother. There's no way babies come from what my mom was doing.
Did she or he see you see them?
My father saw me full, excuse the term, blown, standing in the doorway.
Yeah. Oh,
and man. I was there. I came in and I'm looking and he's there like, dude's got to get some.
Yeah. Too late.
So the first instance of any sort of sex was a lesbian scene between the queen and... I couldn't even tell you what
you were too
character
busy
was.
Crying.
So when that is going on, I go, well, I don't know if this movie is historically accurate. I'm going to research this right now. I'm not even going to watch what's on the TV screen. And so I look it up.
That
I'm
makes
like,
it worse.
Dude, Steve. It was so awkward. I didn't know. There was nothing right. I couldn't do anything.
I'm
right
just amazed that since both of you feel this way, that you just didn't get up and say.
Or one of you say, you know what, maybe we shouldn't watch it.
Or, Ma, do you want to go continue with this? I can leave the room. It's, you know, because you both know it's uncomfortable. You both know it makes the other person feel uncomfortable as well.
Yeah.
And so in that way, but to sit there, Kathy, and I think you agree with this, in abject silence you're like. You're like Lou Costello.
Well, something good did happen. I ended up falling asleep fairly quickly.
Oh,
yes, fairly quickly after the handy scene.
Okay, so when did the real sleep kick in after you closed your eyes and pretended you were asleep?
I'm pretty good at it, Steve, so I fell asleep pretty quickly.
Play that.
And I woke up to, it was right before the conference call that we do right around 6 o'clock, so around 5:55.
And now it's time for butt stuff.
My mom wakes me up, and she says, hey, do you have your conference call coming up soon? I'm like,
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I missed all the sex.
And she said, the movie's playing all over again. She's like, I hated the movie. And I'm like, oh, I knew you did.
It's worse with your mom.
Yes.
You could watch a movie like that with your dad and giggle about it and laugh or whatever, but I went and saw Jerry Maguire, which I figured be an innocent movie with my mom at one time, and there's a
critically
scene,
acclaimed.
Critically acclaimed. Everybody loves Tom Cruise.
Mainstream film.
Mainstream movie, and it was just me and my mom, and we went and saw the Gateway Shopping Center movie theater, which has since burned down. And
you burned it.
I burned it down right after. Honestly, it was just one scene, but I'm sitting right next to my mom, and the scene where Tom Cruise gets back from a business trip, and John Travolta's wife, Kelly Preston, yells at him to never stop effing her as loud as, and I'm just, it's just awkward sitting next to your mom. It Casey, I'm with you. I totally get it. It doesn't matter if you're 43 or 13. It's a weird, awkward moment.
My mom, two occasions I remember in particular. My mom took me to see, and I was probably like, I don't know, 8th, 9th grade or something like that. She took me to see Porky's.
Stop it.
Okay, so because I asked her to. It's a sex comedy.
Porky's is a teen sex comedy.
You know it.
There were parents advocacy groups that went ballistic because of Porky's.
It was way cool of her to take me to see it, but I insisted on sitting in a different row. Okay. So I did not sit in the same row as her. So when the woman is trying to pull the guy through the wall with his penis, I wasn't sitting next to my mom. Now, another movie I went to see, though, I did sit next to her, which was Stripes. And there's a scene where they go into the women's shower,
yes,
and they're all full frontal nudity, washing each other up, and John Larroquette is going, "Ooh, I wish I was a loofah." And I'm sitting next to my mom, and it was a little bit uncomfortable, but I was pretty young then. Now it wouldn't.
How old would you say? At all.
I was like eighth, ninth grade. So you know, I was a teenager.
I immediately got a text or a tweet back from Nick Murphy, whose brother went to see Magnolia with his mom, and the opening scene of that, I had pressed, can you do that for me? Because I can't figure out exactly how to say what was.
Well, it's Tom Cruise, and he teaches men how to really handle women.
He's like a motivational guy, like get in touch with your inner caveman.
And there are two C words that are used right away, one for the male part and one for the female part, and he just comes out and he goes, respect the sea, meaning the male part, and then he goes, and tame the sea, meaning the women's part, and it's like, that's how the movie gets going, so, or at least part of it. Yeah, they start off with an urban legend.
I like Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
that's right. You know what? I'm going to go fix us some lemonade and snickerdoodles. You enjoy your C words.
Oh, my God. Let me go to some calls. I have Jonathan. We'll begin with Jonathan. Good morning, sir.
Hey, guys. Sorry to bother you at work.
It's all good, buddy. What's up, man?
I think I can top your story.
All right.
My mother, whenever the movie came out, came to visit me and said, let's go to the movie.
All right.
I said, sure, what do you want to see? And she goes, I hear good things about this movie, Boogie Nights.
Wow.
Stop it.
One scintilla of checking would have told you this was a movie that addressed the 70s porn industry. Everybody knew it. They knew that. Okay, so you go to see it.
And, of course, Mom wants to sit in the middle, so I have people on both sides of me. And that first scene with Julianne Moore, and I'm like, can I just die? I think I might have been in therapy for 10 years after that.
So to explain the scene, young Dirk Diggler, his first porn movie, he's on set, and she is fully naked, instructing him how to do the scene correctly. And, and for mainstream actors, you know, an actress to be doing this stuff is pretty wild.
Yep. She's clearly talking about where you can finish your job and on her body.
Jonathan, you had no idea what this movie was about going into it?
I did. I tried to convince her to see anything else. And she's like, no, come on. It's Burt Reynolds. How bad could it be?
It's not Smokey and the Bandit. This isn't.
Oh my God.
That's funny.
You know, I guess why I'm effed up in whatever ways I'm effed up, or whatever my comedic sensibilities. We were indoctrinated early into this stuff. So it was never an issue, you know. So it was. And I don't know if that's good or bad, but
I don't either.
Yeah,
I
can't say either way. I don't know if I'd certainly some of the stuff we saw, I wouldn't say is probably the things you want to bring kids to. But we didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, I listen.
If you have stupid kids, you can bring them. We were stupid, so we were able to be brought to these things.
Listen, I was brought up in a very, very loving environment. However, that environment was not very open for discussion about real.
A little sheltered.
Very, very sheltered. And so this was 43 years old.
Oh, my God.
Just torturous. My heart goes out to you. Maybe what you need to do is keep that Xbox controller on your lap for the next time.
Yep. Let me go to Dave. Hi, Dave. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's your story, Dave?
So when I was 15, I went to Florida to visit my grandmother.
Nothing, you know, not a lot to do down there. We decided to go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the movie Kids with my grandmother.
Oh, no. My God. This movie came out in the mid-90s. It's about these kids in urban New York City, and they just they're the sex and their culture and
drugs.
It's tough to watch. I saw it one time and that was enough for me, man. And there's graphic sex in it as well. Yeah.
Oh, it was horrific. And every time there was a graphic scene, I only heard like a small groaning come from her. No, she didn't say anything, but I'm like, please don't say anything. Please don't say anything.
Oh, God.
And my skin is crawling. I'm like, please don't show anything else. And at the end of the movie, she says nothing. We leave the theater like nothing happened. And that was it. We never talked
about it. She probably walked out and said, well, let's go see a movie because that never happened.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Dave. That's a tough one. That would be a tough one to watch. Let me go next to Chris. Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Hi, Bartle-Do.
Bartle-Do, exactly.
What's up, Chris?
I am calling because my mother wanted to go see Magic Mike, and so I decided to go see it with her, and we both knew what the movie was about. And granted, my mom's retired, and she doesn't have a lot to do, and she needs any kind of, like, excitement in her life. So we went and saw the movie, and there was one scene in the movie where one of the guys, before they went on stage, they brought out a penis pump.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And so my mom leans over next to me. We're sitting together. She's like, Chrissy, what's that? And I was like, Mom, it's a penis pump. And so it was like, so
that looks like the one your father uses.
So embarrassing.
Except his was made out of wood.
Oh, my God.
But it was hilarious. It was funny.
Yeah, I mean, even that is, that's, I remember, there are movies that come out where they're, you know, they're designed, like the 50 Shades movies. Women were going out in battalions to see those movies, as was the case with the Magic Mike films.
But there are, I mean, sex is so prevalent in shows these days. I started watching The Americans, right?
Yeah.
That show's on FX.
Yeah.
And even though they don't show anything,
it's pretty graphic.
It is pretty damn graphic. Yeah. I mean, there was a 69 scene that I'm like, dude, I can't, you know. And it's supposed to be safe-ish. Luckily, I don't watch that with my kids, but I could only imagine.
I got
to
point out something about FX, because over the weekend as well, the original Kingsman was on. And I started watching it, and I noticed they were editing out some of the language. The language is really strong in that movie. But then they got to the church scene. Totally, 100%. Unedited graphic violence all the way.
Not a problem.
I mean, some really hard stuff to watch. You know, pikes going through people's throats and stuff. And they curse out a couple of S's and F's, and I'm like, and you're leaving all this in.
So I forget how did they handle the promise at the end with the German
The Swedish.
The Swedish,
Didn't watch it all the way to the end, but I know that they do talk about it. So I've seen the edited version, Steve, and it's, you know.
It kills me because my mother-in-law, you know, God rest her soul, passed away a few years ago. But she, anything of a sexual nature was completely verboten. But she loved her favorite show of all time, Kung Fu Revisited. That second go around at Kung Fu. That was her show. So violence.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
So, same thing.
Anything slightly sexual, no. Which was bizarre because, you know, sometimes she'd stay over with us, and I didn't know this, and I'd be putting on stuff to say, hey, that's what it is.
So with my kids, you know, the violence thing is fine. Usually we're watching things where, like, aliens and robots are being killed or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But if the, you know, occasional head gets cut off or whatever, it's fine. But anything sexual, it's like, oh, my God. So
a wedding night handy is just not going to fly.
Oh, my God. There's a movie that you and I love called Sing Street.
Love it.
A great, and for the most part, it's you know, I've watched it with my children.
Yeah.
For the most part, it's totally fine. But there is a scene in the movie where the kids are in a band and they're in the living room playing music, and the mother is upstairs and she's like, oh my God. So she shuts the door. She has a vibrator in her hand and then shuts the door and But I'm like, okay, if my kids ask me what that is, it's a flashlight. I'm just going to say it's a flashlight.
It's a flashlight.
Yeah, not a flashlight, a flashlight. Something that you use in the dark to see. Because it was like, it was metallic.
Do you think
right?
they cannot sense your that you get nervous as you or that your demeanor, your delivery has become slightly more pitched?
Or like when I just all of a sudden break out into song and screaming to distract their attention from the screen?
Hey!
What if, Casey, would you watch Game of Thrones with your mom?
No.
Not even close.
No. God, well, you know what? She wouldn't be into that. She's not. Okay. She doesn't like scary things, violent things.
Dragons.
Well, sex things, you know, so that Game
sex
of Thrones
with dragons.
Sex with dragons. Yeah. She's not into that.
Sex
sort of
with your brother.
Anything.
She's totally out.
Oh, yeah.
Though she did Game of Bones. You said you're.
There you go. Here's the Game of Thrones call. I'm going to go to Amy. Hi, Amy. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey guys, you guys were asked.
Thank you. All right, Amy, tell us about Game of Thrones, your parents.
So the first time I ever saw Game of Thrones, I was sitting with my parents, and it was the scene where the Dragon Queen was getting raped by her husband. And
oh, yeah.
I immediately got up and went to the bathroom because I didn't want to look at my parents after that had happened. And so when I came back out, I was hoping that the scene and everything would just be done, and my parents are whispering to each other on how they were going to react when I came back out.
You're all trying to figure out, did your dad go, hey, you missed the rape scene? So I mean, because there's so much sex in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, especially early on.
Yeah, wow.
It was awful, and we all just kind of looked at each other and agreed that we weren't going to talk about it ever again and that we would just not watch it together.
Wow, that's just torturous.
So what I did find through my tweets yesterday is that IMDb is a really good tool for this sort of stuff. So if you're ever unsure on whether or not you can watch something with your mom or your kids or whatever, they do have like a breakdown of, you know, some of the things that you will see. And
did you see that on the favorite when you looked that up?
I didn't look it up.
Okay.
I didn't find that out.
I meant afterwards.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So as a matter of fact, they had like all 14 occurrences of things that you might see that might make the viewing uncomfortable. I wish I would have seen that for Bird Box, by the way. You guys saw Bird Box. For 99.99% of that movie, it's totally fine. But there's one scene. I don't even know why they even put it in there because I'm watching it with my son. Where Sandra Bullock's character opens up a door.
Walks in on a couple.
You know, banging on a freezer or whatever. I'm like, oh, God. I didn't see that coming. You know, I had no idea. Like,
somebody texts in and asks, well, since you feel so uncomfortable, you know, with your mom watching these types of things, wouldn't that make you want to change that in your own kids that you're bringing up so it's not quite as awkward?
Yeah, but okay. But also my kids are young.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Okay.
Just do what we did and just take them to incredibly inappropriate things all the time.
Oh my God.
Let me get a few more calls here. I'm going to go to Sean. Hi, Sean. Good morning.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Grandma.
Exactly.
Look away, Grandma.
What's going on, Sean?
Well, this goes all the way back to 2004 when Borat came out. My mom decided it would be a good idea to take me and my friends to go see it. Now, in 2004, I was 12 years old, and everything was going pretty swimmingly throughout the movie, you know, and then things pretty much peaked in awkwardness when I think Borat comes back to his hotel room.
Right, yeah.
Pleasuring himself, too. Yeah. Okay, got it. Yep.
Hilarity ensues. And then there's a 69 with a rubber fist scene, and they're running through the hotel naked. I have melting in my feet, and awkwardness is just. And at the end of all of it, my mom was just like, "Oh, that was funny."
Your mom had no problem with it.
Yeah, I guess not. But I was just like,
"Yeah." Listen, it's how you react. But if you know, Casey, you know, like with IMDb, do the additional homework. I mean, my mother, my father was too chicken-ass to take me to go see The Exorcist when it first came out.
Really?
So it was my mother and myself in basically an empty theater during an early matinee because she knew what a horror fan I was. And we watched that thing. It's one of my favorite memories of my mom that she cared enough to take me to go see The Exorcist.
Besides IMDb, there might be some sites out there that are specifically for you know.
Well, Marissa,
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, Marissa came up with a, what was your, you said we should come out. There's a domain that does not exist yet that maybe we could invent. And what's it called?
Oh, yeah, caniwatchthiswithmymom.com.
Oh, yeah.
Just make it easy.
That's not bad.
Yes.
It was funny earlier, Nick had said, oh, it's fine to watch it with your dad, unless you're a girl.
Yeah,
oh,
right. Yeah, exactly.
That's a good point.
Because I remember watching Forrest Gump with my dad, because my dad and I love like, history and sharing things like that. And then the scene.
In the dorm room.
Where he's sitting on the bed. Mm-hmm. And we were watching it on, like, TNT at this point. Like, it had been out for 10 years. And my dad jumps up in an uproar and is like, why are we watching this movie? What is this?
This is trash! It is filth!
It's like, it's like the 12th time we've seen this, Dad. What are you talking about? Come on, Dad. Get with me.
All right, this call looks really awkward. I'm going to go to Shirley. Hey, Shirley, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Shirley?
I'm really excited that I'm on the phone with you. So my story was when I don't even remember how old, I blocked the memory out until you started bringing up the topic, but we were watching True Lies. I was at my friend's house, who I know from church, and her dad was watching with us, and he's like a deacon in the church, and it was just, you know, awkward. So then there's that one dance scene that Jamie Lee Curtis does.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, this whole strip tease, and my friend left. She walked away and left me to watch that entire scene with her dad, who doesn't really speak English, because I'm Korean, and it was just so uncomfortable. Oh, and I blocked it until literally just now. And
you blocked it out, so you're sitting there watching what is considered really one of the most erotic it dance scenes, even still holds
there's
up.
There's no nudity, but she is incredibly sexy
And Schwarzenegger's sitting there. She doesn't know, you know, that he's the one barking out the commands for her to do the dance.
Yeah.
So, and you're sitting there with this guy.
And I'm like, I'm young. You know, I'm immature. I'm an adolescent just sitting there on the couch, and my friend left me. I cannot believe she walked away. Left the room and didn't even think to just say, well, why don't you come with me? No, she just left me there to watch.
Yeah, she hung you out to dry. Yeah.
Did you ever say anything to her about it?
No, I didn't. But I was just like, oh, my God. I just sat there. I went to a happy place and finished watching the movie with her dad. I don't even know where she went. I don't remember even like how that day ended. Yeah. I just remember that moment.
He turns and goes, this is a great movie.
That's funny. Thank you, Shirley. Appreciate it. Hope you can get over it one day.
You block it out.
Here, Case wants me to go to this this call. It's Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, bitches.
Hey, what? What's up, Lisa?
Hey. So my dad, ever since I'm a kid, I have three older brothers. My dad doesn't do it with them. He only does it with me. Anytime there's anything, doesn't even have to be like a raunchy scene. Even something like, you know, groping, he'll purposely point out something, you know, kind of mundane in the background. Like, look at that fight. Lisa, look at that fight just in the background. It needs to be dusted.
So he's like, so there's massive heavy petting in the foreground, and he's saying, do you think that's a Schwinn back there?
Yeah, look at that shirt. It needs to be dry cleaned. Look at that.
I did that, too. I wonder if this thing is historically accurate. Let me look this up right now.
That's what you did?
Yeah, as it turns out, Queen Anne didn't have a whole bunch of rabbits. Mom, you believe that? Mom?
I'm going to take a nap.
Look at me. Look in my eyes.
That's what
it
does.
Yeah. Please.
That's funny.
Look at the ficus.
Look at the ficus.
Thank you, Lisa.
Please.
So wait a minute, Casey. Was this during the lesbian scene?
No. Yeah, it was very, very early on.
And then it's starting, or is it in the middle of it? By the time you interrupt,
it was probably in the middle of it. But, yeah. Well, because
I'm going to see if this is correct.
It start, and I was hoping it was like one of those things where it was like it was a slow build.
I'm going to see if she actually had all this lesbian sex, Mom.
One second.
Yeah, she had lots of it, and apparently she did. Yeah, she liked autoerotic stuff, too. Yeah, she's into that. And insertion, yeah, all sorts of stuff.
Queen Anne started, like, sucking Rachel Weisz's fingers.
Yeah.
And then basically sucked her whole hand. Liz? Okay. Oh, no, they're going into the bed. I got to see if this is historically accurate.
Are these costumes authentic? Are these costumes really authentic?
Yeah. You were asking what time period this was. This is like early 1700s, Grandmom. Look at me.
Look in my eyes.
I totally want to watch The Favorite now, though. this is like, God. I'm like, yeah.
I liked it.
I want to invite my mom over, but I'm going to watch the movie.
Let me go to, is it Zeely? Is your name Zeely?
It's Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
Zoe.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Zoe. What's up?
Hey, good. So my mom would love to press my grandparents' buttons, and whereas my sister and I were, you know, completely respectful, and
yeah.
So we would rent movies for them. We're just like, you know, British or French yeah. foreign films, and be very careful and gentle around, you know, immigrant grandparents. And so my mom went, and she rented for them Jungle Fever.
The Spike Lee film about interracial love?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Spike Lee at one of his finest. And it's Wesley Snipes, I think. And we said, Mom, we're trying to give them a heart attack. And my mom said, well, I wanted to watch it.
Okay. As long as you get the nod great. From one of the parents.
Thanks.
Yeah, they were in.
So my poor grandparents sitting there, you know, just horrified. Very, very graphic.
There's some heavy stuff in there. Yeah.
Tweets coming in of people saying movies that they, I guess, sat through with either a parent or both parents. And I'll just reveal some of these titles. American Pie.
Yeah.
Another one says Wolf of Wall Street. Was flying and had a middle seat with two grandmas on either side of me. This one says something about Mary. I was 12 years old. So awkward. I left midway through and didn't see it again until I was an adult. Another one says, I did watch Ted with my grandmother. Got real awkward when the stripper pooped on the floor. And then this one says, Fear with my dad. And my boyfriend. Oh. I was 13.
Okay, so
it's Mark Wahlberg, right?
There's just that one scene on the roller coaster in that movie with the Sunday. And I'll remember forever, Wild Horses by the Sundays being played as he does things to her with his hands.
Yeah, that's still a scene you don't want to watch with your dad.
And boyfriend at the same time. Oh, my God.
I got to go to this. Let me go to Gabrielle. Hey, Gabrielle.
Hi, how are you?
Great. So tell us your story about watching a movie that has these embarrassing, you know, dirty parts in it with one of your parents or both?
Yeah, I went to see Step Brothers with my mom, and she is a very Christian, you know, church woman.
Yes.
Has a good sense of humor, but throughout the entire movie, she's looking over at me with this disgusted look, laughing. But then when we walked out of the theater, she says to me, do you think those were his real balls?
Oh, my God. When he's rubbing them on the drums?
That's great.
That's great. Do you think those were his real balls?
Thank you. Oh, my God. All right. Interesting. Well, I'm sure we've all had moments like this, and definitely Casey. That's why we brought it up in the first place.
A lot of people have texted in that this website, Casey, would be great for ahead of time knowing if it's good enough for you and your mom. And it's commonsensemedia.org. And it basically gives movie reviews, mostly for kids, but I guess it would be applicable to your mom as well.
Commonsensemedia.org?
Yeah, and it does that everything from apps and books to movies and TV shows.
All right, and it says what age is it is appropriate for above.
Yeah.
So, Casey might want to key in on, like, you know, age 10.
Yeah.
Because a 16 starts to get a little rough.
So I had texted you right before I started watching that, Preston, about what was on the Smithsonian Channel.
Yes.
They had run like a whole marathon on aircraft carriers.
Yeah.
And we had turned that off to watch The Favorite. And, you know, mid-finger sucking, I was like, man, we should have just been watching.
Stuck with the aircraft carriers.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for your calls. We appreciate it. We got to take a quick break.
Get the whole Preston and Steve Show or the Bizarre Files podcast at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.